It's time to get back to the basics. So I just wrapped up a really exciting day, and I'd love to share some of the things that we talked about today in our top 10 agent mastermind. Every 2 weeks, I spend a couple of hours just taking a deep dive in masterminding with our top agents, really diving into how they can be better personally with their family, their community, for customers, clients. We just take a deep dive into best practices and, you know, the things that I've learned throughout the years of selling billions of dollars in real estate. A lot of things that, you know, I created a lot of learning opportunities. And from those, you know, I was able to create better process. And one of the things that I want to share today with everyone that's listening is that the market's at a point of shift, right? I think everyone can see. I think there's a lot of real estate agents right now that are really nervous, right? Their business isn't the same as it's been in the past. There's less opportunities, you know, hyperinflation, rising interest rates. You know, a lot of people are at a point where they're debating if they're going to, you know, buy and sell a home, you know, what that looks like. And there's just a lot going on in the market today. And what I want to share with all of you that are listening, that are in the industry and are real estate agents, is that it's time to get back to the basics. It's time to get back to the basics. And what's so difficult when you're in a shifting market is that the last several years, you've created different habits. Like the habits that you've created aren't the things that are going to get you to the next level in this shift. And so you have to challenge yourself right now to erase everything that you have been doing and start over and just get back to the fundamentals, right? The days of where every single house is going to get 50 offers in day one. Now, there's still multiple offers, but I think you and I can both feel that it's different. It's feeling different and it's shifting. And so when you think about that, what types of conversations are you having with homeowners that you're working with to make sure that the expectations are right? Hey, you might not get all of these offers in day one, or you might not get the number that you thought you were going to get. Like all of those things have been skipped the past several years for so many real estate agents because they're in a position where it was just throw it on the market as fast as you can, get a bunch of offers, you know, do all these things, and then you're out. It's quick. Where we're headed is you're going to have to be sharp. You're going to have to be really sharp with your skills, right? And this is a time right now where you've got to dig deep. You've got to collaborate with other people inside your brokerage. You've got to role play. You've got to really talk about best practices. This is a time where you got to get sharp because a lot of real estate agents aren't going to make it through this shift. And I think you're seeing it right now. You know, I look at the MLS statistics and I look at the amount of real estate agents that are selling little to next to nothing right now in a time where everything is becoming more expensive, gas, groceries, housing, right? I know it's tough right now, right? And if you don't have constant business coming in, it can be very challenging. And so I just want to challenge everyone listening today to really get back to the basics. And if you're not in a brokerage that has a well-known brand, or maybe you don't have a super, you know, high level personal brand yet, you know, some of the basics might be door knocking and cold calling, following up with your friends and family, coworkers, people in your community, you know, showing up to networking events, really investing in those fundamentals that most people took for granted the past several years because business was flying everywhere. Everyone wanted to buy or sell real estate and take advantage of the attractive rates and the additional monies that were in circulation. Now, people are going to look for the proven brand, the proven resource. When times get tough, they're not going to use the brand new agent to go buy a house. They're going to go look for the brokerage, the team, the agent that has a well-known brand or is actually staying top of mind and creating that awareness each and every day. So I'm challenging all of you right now to really get back to the basics. It's amazing what happens when you go from an up market to a shifting market. How many bad habits were formed where business was just coming in and you weren't really doing any marketing or branding or prospecting, and it just got you through the last couple of years? It's like anything, the rising tides were raising everyone up. And I've got news for all of you. That's changing. That's changing in a very big way, right? And so for all of you listening, I just want to make sure that you are in the best spot you possibly can. This is a time not to be nervous. This is a time where you've got to dig deep, like really deep, my friends. You know, I started in 2009. It was a very challenging time. And I remember all the real estate agents that didn't want anything to do with bank mediated sales. They didn't want to, you know, do anything with short sales or foreclosures or anything like that. I'm not suggesting that we 100% return to that type of market, but this is your opportunity to get really dialed in and get aggressive. Like, take it on. Look in the mirror and go, I can do this. I'm going to do this every day. And if you don't have someone to conversate with, you don't have someone to practice with, you don't have someone to share what you're working on, send me a message. I'd be glad to help. You don't have to be in our brokerage to ask questions about things that you can and can't do to have success, right? If you're in a place right now where you're not at the level that you want to be at, start asking people that have already been there. Start asking people in your circle. Start getting more mentors that can help you get to that next level. But just really, really, really right now, what I want for you and all of you that are listening today is just get back down to the granular level of what it takes to build a relationship, build a personal brand, build connections, add value to people. Like, get down to that level and you'll have success no matter what market we are in. Remember that. So often we think we have to chase all these shiny things and this and that, and we need this, and we need these leads, and we need this new widget over here. And you've got people chasing all these things, and all they're doing is they're running away from the things that they know they need to do. And you know exactly what that needs to look like. So I challenge you, my friends, it's basics time, right? I'd also say, make sure you're really managing your finances well, right? Make sure that you've got a real good handle on your debt. You know, things are changing. Things are changing. And when things change, it creates great opportunity, but it requires you to stay focused and it requires you to stay disciplined. It also requires you to change what you are doing. And that's why most agents aren't going to make it through this next shift, because they can't change what they were just doing. It requires you to change everything. Open your eyes. You know, forget about the tunnel vision. Forget about the conversations you were having last year about what things looked like or what you needed to do. It's a new day, my friends. It's a new day. And I'm 100% confident that if you get back to the basics, you'll win at a super high level. Let's go. If you love this episode, I've got a big favor to ask from you. Please take a screenshot on your phone of this episode and tag me on social media and share it with three friends that you feel like need to hear this message right now. Now, if you want to give me a personal thank you, please leave me a 5-star review in comments on your favorite podcast platform where you're listening to this episode. I read all of them and it makes a massive difference in how many people get to listen to this podcast. With that being said, I appreciate all of the listeners. It means so much to me that you would spend time listening to my podcast. Thank you so much.